The Democratic National Convention concludes tonight with the speech of the week, nominee Hillary Clinton's address to the convention and the country. Then tomorrow, the final 14-week-long phase of the presidential race begins. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has spoken with Democrats in Philadelphia about the challenges of the final weeks and how Hillary Clinton should confront them.
Among the biggest challenges, Donald Trump's willingness to attack.
Folks, honestly, she's guilty as hell. She's guilty as hell.
Here's Trump in San Jose, California last month, going after Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
The fact that they even allow her to participate in this race is a disgrace to the United States. It's a disgrace to our nation. It's a disgrace.
The FBI decided not to seek criminal charges against Clinton, but it did say she'd been extremely careless, giving Trump a big opportunity to attack and feed the narrative that she can't be trusted.
Well, the biggest mistake I made in 1988 was in deciding that I would not respond to the Bush attack campaign.
This is former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who was the Democratic nominee in 1988. When his convention ended, polls had him well ahead of George Bush. But then Republicans unleashed a torrent of attack ads calling Dukakis weak on crime. Dukakis didn't respond.
And it was a terrible mistake. If the other guy's going to come at you with this stuff, as Bush and Roger Ailes, I might add, came after me, you just can't sit there and do nothing. And my failure to do that had a lot to do with my losing.
But if Dukakis recommends hitting back, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says, be careful.
I think Hillary has to make sure she doesn't fall into a trap as the Republican opponents of Donald Trump did, of getting down into the gutter with him.
Markey says Clinton needs to respond forcefully, but in a way that makes her look presidential.
The more that she focuses upon the issues and not upon the personality of Donald Trump, is the more she's going to make it easy for independent swing voters to say, I think that it's safer to have Hillary Clinton as president.
Another big challenge Clinton will face in the weeks ahead is part of what she'll take on tonight with her speech, and it's this. It's been said that Hillary Clinton is the most famous politician that Americans don't know. She's cautious, reflexively political, and a bit of a policy wonk.
Hillary Clinton, when she is in policy mode, can be quite compelling, but not particularly funny or emotionally hitting the high notes.
This is Michael Waldman, a former speechwriter for President Bill Clinton. Waldman says the challenge that begins tonight for Clinton is to open up.
I think she needs to find a way to reveal more and not be as guarded. I think sometimes she does things where she's not guarded and it sounds guarded, which can be a challenge. I think, though, that everybody says, oh, be authentic, but don't talk about policy. That's boring. Well, she's really interested in policy. If you want authentic Hillary Clinton, it's not the same thing as authentic Donald Trump.
All this puts Clinton in a bit of a bind, and some say it's evidence that as a woman, she faces a double standard when people urge her to reveal her warmer, fuzzier side. Among them is Casey Stino, chair of the Democratic Party of Alaska.
I don't think anyone thinks Donald Trump is warm or fuzzy for a second. She's a leader. She is somebody, she's a boss. She gets it done. Saying that, I think she still has to overcome that, which makes things twice as hard. For her, it's the being able to Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Ginger Rogers had to do everything plus high heels backwards.
One more challenge that Clinton faces in the weeks ahead, how to tap into the energy of Bernie Sanders supporters. Polls suggest that the great majority of them will vote for her in November, but not all of them. And Paul Feeney, who ran Sanders' campaign in Massachusetts, says Clinton will need all of them to win in November.
She absolutely cannot discount the legions of people that have become a part of this process. There's a lot of folks across this country that feel like they found their voice in Senator Sanders. Secretary Clinton has to put out an olive branch to them and say that we need you.
Feeney says Clinton can begin that tonight when she accepts her party's nomination. It will be nothing less than the most important speech of her political career. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.